Editor's note. The author writes in response to Northern MP, kind of shrugged his shoulders over indigenous identity questions. To the editor. One of the major principles of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada is that the process of healing relationships requires public truth sharing and apologies. Reconciliation has been one of the Liberal government's biggest priorities since being elected in 2015. Unfortunately for one formerly Indigenous MP, he is not interested in truths and apologies. Last week, it was discovered that Employment Minister Randy Bouassineau had misled Canadians for years about being Indigenous. Not only was he prominently featured in the Liberal Indigenous Caucus along with MP Mark Serre, but Bouassineau also admitted that a company he co-owned bid on federal contracts in 2020 while identifying as Aboriginal-owned. But a report from the National Post last week claims that Bouassineau lacks Indigenous status. Bouassineau has since apologized for having inaccurately identified himself, and the chair of the Liberal Indigenous Caucus stated that Bouassineau was no longer a member. However, the government has never commented on another member of the Indigenous Caucus, MP Mark Serre. Serre, the Nickel Belt MP, proudly boasted of his Algonquin status repeatedly during his 2015 election campaign. In a June 2015 social media post, Serre attended an Algonquin celebration, claiming to be proud of my heritage. Once elected, he was appointed to chair the Indigenous Caucus and is seemingly still part of the group today. Even running up to the 2019 election, Serre frequently campaigned as an Indigenous candidate. In an August 2019 post, Serre claimed that he was a proud member of the Algonquin First Nation. But then later that year, University of Ottawa professor Daryl LaRue called out Serre for misleading Canadians. In his book Descent, White Claims to Indigenous Identity, LaRue showed that Serre's claim to Indigenous status was based on an ancestor who was born in the 1600s. When joining the Algonquin Nation, Serre claimed that Marie Maitwamukwe was his great-grandmother and his root ancestor. But LaRue discovered that Maitwamukwe is actually a 17th-century Aboriginal woman who is an ancestor to pretty much every French Canadian in the country and certainly not Serre's great-grandmother. Eventually, the Algonquin First Nation revoked Serre's membership due to his lack of Indigenous ancestry. But Serre has refused to apologize or even acknowledge the game he played for 4 years and two successful election campaigns. First, in 2019 he gaslit LaRue when he told Sudbury.com, in response to the false and misleading allegations in a recent CBC article, "I will firmly reiterate that I'm proud of my Indigenous heritage and I am a rightful member of the Mattawa, North Bay Algonquin First Nation community. I'm disappointed that anyone would create an environment that is counterproductive to the hard work that we have undertaken with our Indigenous partner." Then earlier this year, when the media reported on his removal of the Algonquin, Serre clung to his claim, saying he would henceforth start identifying as Métis instead of Algonquin. He told the CBC, "I don't need to be a member of an association to identify." He has since refused to answer if he is still officially part of the Liberal Indigenous Caucus. Serre was recently called out by one of the most prominent First Nation voices in his constituency. Anishinaabeg Nation Regional Chief Scott McLeod said he's spoken with Serre many times about his identity and has tried to explain why people can't claim Indigenous identities without lived experiences and connections to the nations they're claiming. Last week, McLeod said, "I think they're identifying as Indigenous to advance their careers and get these special appointments. It's a benefit to them, it's not a benefit to us. We don't need pretendians speaking on our behalf." If you ask any Indigenous leader in Canada, they will firmly tell you that there is a difference between being a First Nation member and being a Métis. These are distinct groups, and you cannot simply identify as one or the other based on political opportunities. Bouassineau's timely apology is welcome news, especially from a government supposedly dedicated to truth and reconciliation. Now Serre owes all of Canada the same apology, even if it is 5 years overdue. Regine Venn, West Nipissing.